Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well, and welcome back to Voice Notes with Jordan Teresa. And we have a guest who is, just want to say, my favorite YouTuber.
Really?
I watch all of your videos. Like, as soon as I'm like, I was like, oh, Susie's coming over to record an episode. And he was like, oh, Susie, that you always put on the projector. I'm like, yes. Like,
oh,
it's like
God.
A cinematic release. Whenever Susie uploads, I put it on the projector. I get like whatever food I'm eating. And it's like, just.
That's
chef's
wild.
Kiss. Len was saying, he's like, oh, the girl that says the mermaid sleaze. That's the way that he knows you. Yeah.
Did I even say it that?
No. He's just a man.
I probably said like siren core or something.
Yeah. He's like mermaid sleaze core. And I'm like,
oh,
but to him, it's
God,
just
great.
Gibberish.
That's what I'm known for.
But introduce yourself, Susie.
Yes.
What do you do? What are you about?
I've actually been asked that question a lot recently, and someone
really?
Last night,
because
I think
it's fashion week
and a lot of introducing, and I saw someone I haven't seen in years, and he was like, so what's your, what is it, unique selling point, what's that,
USP,
he was like, what's your USP, and I was like, fucking hell. I am Susie, and I would say YouTube is my thing.
Yes,
like
Susie,
that's my
like
biggest
a YouTube
platform
first creator,
yeah.
Which is very rare in these times.
Yeah.
And also it's pretty rare as a fashion influencer as well to be a YouTube first creator.
True.
But I think it really, really works in your favor because there's really not that many of you guys on
no,
YouTube.
No, I agree. And there's not that many that focus like I do on thrifting, small brands, mm-hmm. upcycling, like anti-fast fashion. Mm-hmm. And I know from when I've worked with brands before, they've been like, we want to do the same for other YouTube people. Like, do you have any people? And I'm like, oh, my friend Ruby, and that's it. Like, I was like, I don't know who else does this,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, no, literally,
like,
the only fashion creators that I watch on YouTube, because there just isn't that many, is you, Ruby, and Lainey.
Mm.
I think that's literally it, because there's no...
I will send you some others, because there are some good people
do.
In the US.
It's really difficult, yeah, to find people, especially because I know I shouldn't be biting the hand that feeds me, but YouTube recommendation tab is crap.
You think? I think recently it's been good to me.
It's been getting a bit better, especially because now I use my Voice Notes channel to watch vlogs. And then with my main channel, I like vlogs, fashion content, things like the lifestyle stuff I actually like watching. And then with my main channel is when I watch like the bloody, God, what videos was I obsessed with in the summer? Like the paleontologist rates dinosaur.
That's weird.
Realism of dinosaur scenes. I went on like a wormhole of that kind of content. Is there anything like on YouTube that you're, ooh, like, you like watching a bit of crap? Like, this is a bit crap, but I love it.
Molly May, does that count?
I know. Like guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch like every Molly May and Molly Marsh from, like, I must have a thing for the Love Island girls.
Really?
Yeah, just like a long vlog that is someone so different from me, and I just have it all in the background.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I think I'm just too obsessed with fashion and vlogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my, and video commentary, but like, that's kind of it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
I don't think there's anything. I love a good, like, moving vlog. That's my, like,
love
obsession.
A moving vlog. Also, moving vlogs, I remember once, I don't even vlog, but I was like, Len was like, we're moving into our first place together. You should film this.
You should.
Document it for the memories.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, slay, let's do it. I have never been so fucking stressed in my life. Moving is top 5 worst human experiences. So anybody that does moving vlogs should be applauded.
Yeah.
It's tough out here.
But no one ever films when you move the boxes to the van because everyone's so stressed.
Mm.
Like, it's always the prep and the after. But yeah, my moving vlogs have been like the hardest to edit, hardest to film. It's just chaos.
Oh my God.
It's just like shitty clips of, yeah.
Just you'd be like, so I've done this. So I've done
yeah,
this.
Yeah, so I've packed this. No, like, this. All right.
So, Susie, the way that we start off, first of all, what have you been up to today? Susie is a London Fashion Week girl. She is cutting about London Fashion Week.
No, I've been very, very, like, not involved. AK not invited to a lot of things. I mean, I realised this year that a lot of people, like influencers that go, they do the outreach.
Oh, you know
and
what?
They email.
That is my Roman Empire.
Ooh.
When I found out that influencers reach out to brands for gifting more often than brands reach out to them, because I've messaged a few brands where I'm like, I'd love to collaborate with you guys. Like, because my management were like, you need to start doing it because they aren't going to come to you. Oh my God. Like, I literally feel like I have heart palpitations when I have to do brand outreach. Yeah.
So I never used to do it because mm-hmm. I think part of me felt a bit like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And also the rejection scared me.
Yeah.
And then since becoming really close with Ruby, daughter of a hoarder, in like the summer, we were on holiday together and I was like, oh, I really want to, you know, get for this. And then she's like, ask them. She's like, don't ask, don't get. And she's the best. She crafts all my messages. She's wonderful. A couple times I think it's worked. I messaged Disneyland asking for free tickets. They said, we haven't got the budget. I thought, yeah, you probably do. They just don't want me. So I'm hoping the bigger I get, they'll come back and I'll be like...
yeah, they'll come back yeah. like on their hands and knees. Like, please. That's the way I get with like when I tag brands in a lot of things. Like I tag... I might have to actually bleep this out, but I tag Depop and Vinted in all of my stuff.
Yeah.
Never get responses. You're a Depop seller.
That's how I started.
I need to, because when I was watching, again, I was watching all these videos.
Oh, yeah.
When I was watching your
Q&A
and you said that you used to use Depop as a social media site, please explain this because I only use Depop to sell clothes. How does it work as a social media site? I want to know everything.
Well, this is like when it was in its prime and when it first popped off, which is when I was in sixth form. I don't know the year from the top of my head. Maybe like 2017.
Well, age, yeah.
I would say 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because people using Instagram, it was just all different back then, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. And because the pictures on Depop were so like, here's me looking hot. Oh, and I'm selling this top. And it was all a bit more like people would literally, to sell a top, you'd have a selfie of you wearing that top on holiday. And like those, the hot pictures would get on the view page of the app and like the good pics would sell. People, like for trousers, people would take a picture of their bum pretty much. And it just became so like
love.
Aesthetic and like, you know, you wanted everything to match and this and that. And people would always be linking like their Instagram pages. And I'd always have my Instagram in there. And it just somehow turned into that. I think maybe because all my pictures were of me. And so like, not like robot posing, mm-hmm. but just like me on my photo booth being stupid. That it just felt like, oh, I could post this on Instagram. And I often did post a lot of my Depop pictures on Instagram anyway. And then when I started posting on YouTube, I would just screenshot the thumbnails, upload it. And like that, yeah, that's kind of what I mean about the social media.
I'm so obsessed with the lore. I've because I always wanted to be a artsy Depop girly.
Mm.
It never took off for me. It wasn't my calling. Instead, complaining about discourse on the internet was my calling. Mm-hmm. But love it. So, Susie, we start out every episode with, cut you off. London Fashion Week.
Oh, yes. We're talking about London Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been... Yeah, I've not been that busy, which has been good because I feel like my anxiety has been a lot recently. Mm-hmm. And I guess I had to work myself up to go to this event. I went alone to this big like magazine event at the Savoy hotel.
Did you know anyone when you got there?
Thank God, yes.
Oh,
I knew a great amount of people, but I was asking everyone. No one was going. And I was like, I just got to go for it. And it's been good. I've been really busy today. Today I did pottery throwing with my friend Alex. And then I went on to a presentation, which was like the best presentation I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, I've heard.
I'll say the name, but I could say it wrong because I'm dyslexic. and Kuta Sarka, I think it is. But mm-hmm. I love her shoes. She's like a shoe accessory wear brand. It was the best thing ever.
And what was in the show again? It was like airport themed.
So they'd done the room as if it was an airport. They had like airport ugly carpet with the silver benches. The models were like laying in the most like glamorous positions with their beautiful bags and their shoes. And everything was just fantastic. The music was phenomenal. It was all like mixed in and it was just brilliant. And
oh my God, amazing. Sorry, we have a guest. Bootsy's here.
I love cats.
It's Susie's first meeting with Boots today. What's your review?
She's a bit loopy.
She's crazy.
Scares me, but I love her.
Yeah, we love her for it. She's
going
to
attack my belt.
Yeah, no, I'd be careful of that actually. Oh, cat food, 1 second. The way she knows what time it goes and everything.
Oh, does it actually come out?
Yeah.
Oh, does she actually know?
That's iconic. Because she always walks over as soon as it goes. Are you going to eat your loud, crunchy food now? Girl. Someone is really inconsiderate that I have a podcast. And I was going to say something now, I've forgotten. Sorry, guys. I'm hungover today.
Yeah, same.
Where did you go last night?
Evening Standard magazine event.
Oh! That's cool.
At the Savoy, and the bar was a Don Julio bar. So I had a lot of Palomas and I was really drunk. And there was that thing of, I walked in, didn't know anyone, glamorous, beautiful women all around me. And I was so, felt so underdressed. And I was like, ugh, I look like shit. Grab a margarita, down it, see your friend. And I'm like, great. And then like the drinks just kept coming. And you know, you're like, I shouldn't have this last one, but you do. Mm-hmm. And I got home at a really good time. I was just really
hungover. I got home at good time as well. I got home at like 2.
Oh.
But like, you know.
I got home at half midnight. And I'm like, yeah. Jordan, half two is like that's night out.
The best thing about like, so I have friends, period.
Do you?
I have friends who are crazy. Like they are party animals, as in they go until, they've gone for 2 days before. Yeah, like 2 entire days on the trot was the most that they've gone.
Couldn't
for
be me.
The latest I've stayed is 11 in the morning. Like,
yeah, that's wild to me still.
It's so wild. And I have them. So like whenever I go on a night out with them, I really have to like force myself to come home at an appropriate time. And still, I'm usually waltzing in the door at like 7 in the morning. And to get into bed whilst it's still dark outside. It's such a treat.
You're maturing.
I'm literally maturing. My wise woman once said, my mother, that nothing fun happens past 3 a.m.
Oh, that's great.
So true.
But also not true. Do you not think?
To be fair, the funniest things do happen when you start or getting a little bit loopy. But I do know what you mean, where you're like, oh, should I go?
Yeah.
Should I not? I just have the rule of, if I have an inkling of wanting to leave, I do a French exit. Mm-hmm. I leave without saying
that's
anything.
That's what I did last night. That's my favourite.
I love it. I love it. I look through the doorway, I go, and then I just like put my coat on and I leave, and it's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So are you enjoying London Fashion Week?
I am. It's been good. It's made me want to do more next time. And I felt like the small amounts that I've had is really good. And there's a lot of parties. Like tomorrow there's 2 parties. Monday's 2 parties. And I'm like, great.
What? Oh my god! You know, I love influencers, because like, what do you mean you're going to a party on a Monday? Like,
I know, and a Sunday night, and I'm bringing my boyfriend, and obviously he's normal and has a 9 to 5 Monday, Friday, and he's like, oh god, I'm gonna have to work from home on Monday, but fuck it. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's go, because I'm like going for it. Like, I want to get fucking
Fuck it. You're drunk. A YouTuber. You have the perks of being able to sleep in on a Monday. It's great.
It.
So. The way that we start out every episode of Voice Notes, as Susie knows, because she is
I'm a
fan
regular.
Of the podcast, she's a listener, is you do TV show or movie you're watching, because I've become quite the film bro, if I say myself. Book you're reading, or podcast you're listening to, because I'm not really reading at the moment and I want to supplement this for myself, and song you're listening to.
Okay. Show... Oh my god, do we get her out or do we let her roam?
I think let her roam, she'll calm down soon.
Show I'm watching Doctor Who. Me and my boyfriend are watching from Christopher Eccleston.
I love Christopher Eccleston.
It's such a shame he was only in one season.
Yeah, I think it's a huge shame as well. He was such a good doctor, very underrated.
I completely agree.
Yeah, and so are you watching, it's because I watched Doctor Who, I watched Christopher Eccleston, David Tennant, and when I was younger, I stopped watching when David Tennant left.
Oh.
I tried to get into the Matt Smith season.
I watched
and
that.
And I think that Matt Smith is, like, good, but David Tennant is a really fucking hard act to follow. But I did actually watch the Christmas episode.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I haven't seen any of the new...
Oh, you are in for a treat. Really, really, really good, because I haven't watched Doctor Who in years. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can't wait for it to come back in May.
Yeah, no, I am really excited for the new ones. And it's been nice. It's just like a big nostalgia trip.
Did you watch it when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
And did you have, oh my God, stop. I was a huge Doctor Who fan when I was younger. Were you as well?
I don't think I was as nerdy as I could have been, but I had a screwdriver. Screwdriver?
Sonic.
Yeah, Sonic screwdriver. Yeah, I had one of them laying around, you know. Yeah. I had K9 the dog.
I had the Sonic screwdriver. Guys, when I say I was a super fan,
I love that.
The magazine. Remember like magazine subscriptions? I had the Doctor Who magazine subscription.
I love that.
And I literally got that magazine until they cancelled it. Like,
I love that.
And then I had like I think I had like the little TARDIS action figures and things like that. I wish I still had all this stuff. I'm pretty sure my mum is.
I know, that would be iconic.
So iconic. Can't remember what I was saying. Sorry, my brain is malfunctioning today because I'm hungover.
When they did the Shakespeare episode, with Martha, like very early on, my dad worked for the BBC at the time, so he brought us and like our family friends. We all went to go see them on the night shoot, film it. So we like sat in the Globe at the back, like probably 10 years old, like hee.
Stop.
And it was the coolest thing ever.
That is so fucking cool.
I know. Me and my friend always talk about that. We're like, wow, oh my that was god, iconic.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you have a villain? So like, I feel like you always had that one Doctor Who villain that really zoinked you out when you were younger. And you're not allowed to choose a Weeping Angel because everyone chooses the Weeping Angel.
True, but that is scary.
But it's fucking terrifying. Yeah, there's a reason. It's terrifying.
My most scary was the Where's My Mummy? Gas mask kid.
Yeah.
And around that time, I had a sleepover with this girl. We slept in her spare room. What was on the back of her door? A 1940s gas mask from her granddad. I thought, fuck me. I did not sleep a wink that night. I was petrified.
No.
And ages after that, I couldn't look at gas masks. It would just freak me out. And even now, they do like...
No, they are inherently terrifying. They're a bit freaky. I think mine was... I hated when they sucked the faces off of them from the TV.
Yeah, that's also Roman Empire moment.
Mm-hmm. So harrowing. Like, I cannot believe that. I remember.
But then you watch it back and you go, that editing is shit. And that CGI is so bad.
Yeah, like, this is actually really silly.
And it just makes you laugh. But, like,
But when you're younger, it's absolutely terrifying. Mm-hmm. What TV show am I watching recently? I'm watching One Day right now on Netflix, which is based off the book, which I haven't watched it long enough to have an opinion. But the films that I'm watching at the moment is I went to the cinema on Valentine's Day to watch The Iron Claw.
Oh, yeah. Apparently it's really good.
I don't think it's as good as everyone was saying it was. It's controversial.
You're a harsh critic. I would say.
Perhaps I'm a harsh critic. Stares in, I didn't like Saltburn video.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a pretty harsh critic, yes. But I was like, this wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Okay. Like, it's still good. And I still really liked it. And I think that the story is like a really interesting, very sad story to tell. And I thought the acting was really good in it. I love seeing Zac Efron in serious roles.
Agree.
Like, I feel like Zac Efron's my mate. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, Zac, because he's been with me my whole life.
Exactly. He's such a comfort. Like,
such
the day he
comfort.
Dies... Our generation, we're going to break down.
Don't even. I want to go first. Sorry. But yeah, I watched The Iron Claw. I still gave it 3.5. Like, I thought it was good, but I didn't think it was, like, as blow-away amazing as everyone said it was. And also, I found that they cut an entire brother out of the film. Like, they didn't.
Wow.
They never filmed it. So there was five... There was six Von Erich brothers. Five of them died, which is fucking insane.
Did you just ruin... A spoiler.
Oh, babe, this is real life.
I did think it was based
off
of true.
Oh my god, sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it.
It's like, what?
I'm so sorry.
I think it is. Yeah,
it's based off a real wrestling family. Basically, there was an extra brother who passed away, and they left this story up because they were like, there's so much tragedy in
that's
this story
really
that's
sad,
not spaced.
Though.
But I'm like, you know what? I actually feel like that's a little bit disrespectful.
Yeah, imagine if you're them.
Imagine looking down, being like, Where's my fucking role in my movie, bitch?
I don't know if I like that.
But I did actually like it. It was an enjoyable watch. What book are you reading, or like what podcast are you listening to?
I'm not reading. I'm dyslexic as fuck, and I bought two books recently: The Secret, aka the manifestation book, and The Mountain Is You. Haven't
touched them.
They're sitting there crisp. Like, I've not like done anything, and it's really bad.
No, so, I barely read as well. I'm really, really bad.
Okay, good.
At it.
Good.
I feel like this is a safe space for. Girls that literally, I feel like I can't read sometimes. I really, really struggle with
Only when I'm on holiday, that's when I get into it.
Yeah.
But then podcast, always Emergency Intercom. And do you?
I've seen clips on TikTok. I've actually never listened to... I know. I've actually never, ever listened to the that podcast
you
before.
No, but you can you please like make that a thing?
I will.
Because I really, I would be so surprised if you didn't get it and didn't love it.
Mm-hmm. I see all the clips I see are hilarious. When they dressed up for Halloween and Drew dressed up as the gay Apple Store monkey, that's next year my friends, or actually no, this year for Halloween, my friends are doing a meme themed Halloween party.
Done. Are you going to be the monkey?
I'm going to be the gay Apple Store monkey. I am so excited.
Good. See? Like, you would just love it.
Yeah, I will. I will listen to it, I swear.
It's just the best stuff to have on in the background.
I've actually been really into investigative podcasts recently.
Nice.
Watched this one. Have you listened to Hooked on Freddy?
No.
I've never heard of it before. It came up on my recommended because I fell down a major wormhole of investigative podcasts. I started listening to this one about the X Factor, and then I started listening to one about mad cow disease. And then I was like, look, this is actually getting quite heavy. But the one, so I was like, you know, I need something a little bit lighter. Mad cow disease is a little bit heavy. So I found this one called Hooked on Freddy, and it's about a man that got accused and taken to court for wanking off a dolphin. Like, he gets accused of wanking off a dolphin. It's
did he do it?
Insane. Do you want the spoilers?
Yes.
He didn't do it. He was so basically.
Oh, that's so sad then that he got accused of that and he actually didn't do it.
His life got ruined at one point. So what happened was, so there was this dolphin called Freddy. Sorry, I'm keeping on the time.
Yeah.
There was this dolphin called Freddy who just came up in the British shore. And everyone's like, oh my God, Freddy, da da da. And this guy who's an animal rights activist, he swims with Freddy all the time, like 9 hours a day, goes into the water in his wetsuit and swims with Freddy. And basically he had ongoing beef with this other guy. So this guy's called, what's his name again? Alan. And the other guy is called Peter. So Alan is the animal activist. Peter owns Flamingo Land, which is a dolphinarium. Mm-hmm. So they keep captive dolphins.
Boo.
And Peter puts these flyers up around the town, basically telling people how to act around Freddy the dolphin. They're like, don't touch its eyes, don't touch its blowhole. And on the bottom it said, sponsored by Flamingo Land. And Alan is fucking fuming about this. So he starts taking down his flyers and putting up his own flyers. It's so fucking petty. But I'm on Alan's side with this one. Starts saying basically says the same thing and then says, don't listen to anything that someone who keeps captive dolphins as clowns tell you about dolphins, all of this. So they start ripping each other's flyers down. Starts going crazy. And anyway, so he's swimming with Freddy one day. Peter comes on a tour boat and says, you know, he wanks off the dolphin. And someone on that boat was so appalled by what they heard that they rang the police and reported it to the police. And Alan got taken to court. He got charged.
Surely that's defamation?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he never got to sue for defamation because it was in the 90s. But it's actually and it was all over the Sun newspaper, front cover. Of course, it was the Sun and the fucking news of the world. Front cover, sex probe into man wanks off dolphin. You know those really British early 2000s tabloid headlines. It's insane. And it's actually such an interesting story. You feel so bad. Obviously, you feel so bad for him, but you can't help but laugh, because it's so ludicrous. And even his lawyer, who is interviewed on the podcast, starts laughing at some points because he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's just so silly and ridiculous that he represented someone who got accused of wanking off a bottlenose dolphin.
Poor dolphin.
Honestly, tarnished Freddy's name. And then, Freddy passed away. Rest in peace.
I mean, that was in the 90s, so...
I mean, yeah, but to be fair, he passed away not that long after the trial. Must have been the stress of the trial.
True.
Sorry, I'm not taking the piss out of Freddy the dolphin dying. But yeah, so that's what I'm listening to. I highly recommend it. And what song are you listening to?
Wolf Alice. Giant Stop. Peach is maybe my favourite. Do you like Wolf Alice?
I love Don't Delete... Wait, is it called Don't Delete the Kisses?
Yeah. Don't Delete the Kisses. Don't Delete the Kisses. Oh my God. Okay, I'm so happy you like them.
I love that song so much. I remember I listened to that song when I got... when I broke up with my partner. Oh my God, it was my breakup anthem.
God.
It was crazy. Love that song.
Yeah. I'm literally obsessed with them.
I love them. I also like Silk as well. That's one of my favorite songs ever. Yes. Silk. Love that. What music am I listening to right now? I've literally just been listening to the Blue Valentine soundtrack. Have you watched that film before?
No.
So good.
Okay, I'm going to add that to my list.
It's about the start and the end of a relationship.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot, but it's really, really good. Like, I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is a That's dazzling good for you. Review from mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. So, let's get on to the topics at hand, shall we? Obviously,
give it
because
to me.
I've
give
got
it to me.
The Susie Lola here on my podcast. The two E's. I obviously want to talk about all things fashion.
Let's
and
do
the
it.
Thing that I really want to discuss, I really genuinely want to know Susie's insight on this, is I guess, I don't know how to describe it, because I made a video about it, like the trendification of TikTok. And I'm talking very specifically about fashion aesthetics. So ones that I can think off the top of my head, the most recent one is like the mob wife aesthetic, tomato girl. You know, and it's like, we're so chronically online, not a single person who isn't online knows what tomato girl is.
Yeah.
But it's like, tomato girl, things like that. Like, this sort of wanting to put everything in these really, you know, like small boxes and categories. And it just, every single week, there seems to be a new one. I wonder what your opinions are, because I think it's one of those things where in the long run, it can be harmless until it starts teetering into like overconsumption. Fast fashion companies start weighing in on these and trying to make a profit from it. But in the long run, it's like pretty harmless. People just being like, this is my outfit to dress like the mob wife aesthetic. But also I think it's like, I think it may represent a wider, I guess, like annoyance with like very cultivated. They almost feel quite manufactured. They never feel like they come about naturally. Similarly to how, like, I feel like Tumblr aesthetics came about really naturally and evolved really naturally.
Yeah.
But take it away, Susie. What do you think? I feel like I've been talking for ages.
Oh, gosh. I feel like with the Tumblr stuff, it probably felt like people themselves, like just cool people doing their thing. Mm-hmm. It slowly builds into something.
Yeah.
Where the trends just seems like someone, God knows who, that says this and everyone just like latches onto it. So it definitely feels a bit more fake.
Yeah.
And I find it all pretty inoffensive. Like, it really just brushes past me. But I do like that it can help people who don't really know what they want to wear. Like, I think having that guidance of, like, I'm going to pick an aesthetic today, I find it quite
comforting.
Yeah. And, like, good, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
I think at the end of the
fun.
Day, it's inspiration.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I think it's maybe, it can feel a little bit tedious. For me, it feels tedious when it's like, I'm like, I can get behind all the cause. Like, core, hello. Like, this is fun. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think above everything, it's like, I feel like it is making fashion fun again.
Exactly.
Just having all of these different sort of, like, branches and things like that. But I think for me it gets a little bit exasperating when you sort of know the origins of them, if that makes sense. Like the origin, like I feel like corpcore feels like a very natural, because you know we're in a recession and business wear goes in trend in a recession.
I heard about that too.
So interesting. So that, and also like it's been about what, 10-15 years since business wear was really trendy. So it's like come at a very natural time. Meanwhile, so I think when you compare it to like the mob wife aesthetic, where it seemed everyone's
like, whatever, even that is.
It's just a fur coat.
It's literally like a fur coat, like fishnets done.
Yeah, you're wearing acrylics. Welcome to the club. Like, and it's like, again, it's like the algorithm, everyone wants to think of the next trend. So people are just spitting things out, like genuinely just throwing darts at a board, being like, choose a vegetable. A pumpkin with a season, winter, okay. And then, all right, got it. We're having a pumpkin winter girl, like,
that
vibe.
That could be
pumpkin
a thing.
Pumpkin winter girl. I feel like that.
Do you want to be like autumn? Like,
yeah, pumpkin autumn.
Christian girl autumn vibe.
Love Christian girl. See, again, a natural aesthetic.
Yeah, that is a natural aesthetic.
Christian girl autumn.
I feel like you can just always tell the people who just live via these micro trends, like, and I just feel like I think it's good for the experiment thing, but I think the people that make that their like their whole style personality, I'm just like, you have no style at the end of the day.
Yeah,
like the coolest well-dressed people, the people that aren't going like, I'm doing ballet core today and I'm doing that, and I feel like just mixing things and just doing it wherever
mixing
you want.
Mixing things, having fun. I completely agree with you. I think it's like, again, it's, I guess it's like sort of the, you know, trials and tribulations of, give me a second, trials and tribulations of like algorithms. So it's like ballet core is trending, so people are going to make videos and TikToks dressing like ballet core or mod wife. So like, I understand why people do it.
Oh yeah.
It's not even necessarily like a criticism of people that do it. I think it's just, I guess it sort of wet presents fine. Oh my God, wet presents. I guess it's sort of represents. Sorry, you know when you're hungover and you're actually getting
You would love emergency intercom, because that was just such a Drew Phillips moment, and you need to like...
Oh my God, thank you. I saw a video. Have you seen the bungee jump video of him?
Of him, yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
Was it because you watched Tiny Meat Gang podcast? Or
I saw it on TikTok. Like, he literally flops like a fish. Like, I cannot...
I know, it's wild.
Oh my God, sorry. You know when you're on like your state of your hangover where like everything is so funny?
You're functioning very well, I would say.
Thank you. You know what it is? Nothing like a shower.
I haven't showered today.
Really?
I did a pit wash in my sink because I was like, I have to leave in 10 minutes. How gross.
Oh, to be fair, how gross. Pit wash, it kind of counts as a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then when you've been like out drinking it, like I smell.
You must stink. To be fair, Susie doesn't stink. I can't smell her. but no, it's because I had to go out, go to the office, grab a spare microphone and come back. That, you know, the shower, the getting a proper outfit on, getting on the bus, like just functioning. But then I was on the overground and it was so busy on the overground because they only come like every 15 minutes on the weekend. And I was like, there was like, it's something about men. Like, I know that I am on the overground. I get it. Like, I'm going to be crowded. I get it. I'm a Londoner. Like, I know I'm not opposed to being squished, but there was plenty of room and he kept stepping on my toe with the ingrown toenail. So I'm like in pain. I'm thinking, you fucking little prick. Like, I was like,
men.
And it was literally men. Like, they have no spatial awareness. And I was literally so hot. And I was like, this is my pit of my hangover, but it's only up from that.
Yeah, you seem good. You seem happy. Ready for the weekend.
Thank you. Oh God, I really don't want to go out tonight. I'm only going to go to the Pre's. That's my new favorite
thing
to do.
Nice. That's always the best.
It's the
best.
I highly recommend just going to the Pre's and then going home.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So you get to reap the benefits of mingling, but then... You don't have to do the actual...
True. You can get home on transport as well.
Yes, incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm so fed up of spending money on Ubers. Oh my God. I can't remember what I was talking about, sorry. Something to do with...
We're talking about trends.
Oh, yes. I thought it'd be fun to do smash
or
pass.
Oh yes, this is my favourite ever.
Smash or pass TikTok aesthetic. So it's actually on my laptop, but it's died. So these are going to come off my head. Don't worry, babe, I'm prepared. So, smash or pass tomato girl.
If I'm being honest, I don't fully even know what it is. My friend Gloria tried to explain it to me and I was like, yeah, whatever that means.
How did she explain it?
I think she was just like, you know, like summer. I don't really know what it is. Cottage core, but colourful, I don't know.
I feel like it's sort of like, have you seen that really, that dress that I've worn where it's like silk dress and it's got the fruits on it?
Yes.
That to me is Tomato Girl Summer. Do you know what I mean? Like red crochet is very Tomato Girl Summer. Okay, let me try and do some word association. I don't know why I'm thinking wooden chopping board is very Tomato Girl Summer.
Okay. I'm gonna pass, but I'm not happy about it. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm a smash on Smarter Girl Summer.
Oh, I meant to say smash.
Oh!
I'm gonna say smash, but I'm not happy about it. That's what I meant to
say. Oh! So I was like, if you're not happy about passing, you're allowed to smash. All right, yeah, no, I think I would smash Smarter Girl Summer as well. Like, do I really know what it is? No, and I think I'm smashing it in terms of I actually think that it's so funny.
Oh, yeah, the name is brilliant.
Like, it's hilarious. Like, it's unintentionally hilarious. Next one, Eclectic Grandpa, smash or pass?
Pass. It gives me so a few years ago with the bright coloured cardigans and the cargos and then whatever. And then...
Yeah, I am actually quite... I really don't like... What are those shoes? My ex-boyfriend used to wear them all the time. They're the shoes that Walter White wears. Wallabies. Do you have Wallabies?
No, my boyfriend does though.
I didn't like them,
and then he wears them well, I think, but...
Yeah, I just don't like Wallabies, and Eclectic Grandpa is giving Wallaby. And I hate knitted vests and things like that, like, no. But to be fair, I very much lean towards very feminine silhouettes and things mm-hmm. like that. So I think it's just not a bit of me. Mm. But also I think it's like the whole dress, like you're an eclectic grandpa. And it's like,
it's to be so fair, dumb. It's
thank you. Took know. The words out
I just,
of my
the
mouth.
Labels annoy me. I think maybe it annoys me because people are always like, oh, what's your style? But I don't know. Like, I feel like, oh, I don't like the labels. I just kind of want to like,
yeah.
And I find it all just a bit annoying.
Yeah.
But I get it. And it's funny, isn't it? Yeah. I think people enjoy it more because it's all funny. Like,
yeah.
And coastal fair, grandma, like whatever. Like, it's
that was my
funny,
next one,
right?
Coastal grandma.
What is, I don't fully know what that is. That like well, Matilda Jerf? Like, I don't know.
Coastal cowgirl as well.
Right.
I just discovered that one. I didn't know that.
Well, I like Western and I like my cowboy stuff. But
yeah, I feel like it's like Western mixed with crochet, knits, okay. Maybe. I think I'm going to pass on both of those.
Yeah, okay,
on
I'll
all
pass
three.
Too.
I'm passing on all three. Next one is, okay, what else would I have? Tomato Girl. Oh my God, I think that's actually, oh yeah, Mob Wife aesthetic.
Pass, because I love my fur coat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm actually a pass because that was my trend. That was the final straw. I was like, this is the straw that is breaking the camel's back. I cannot. Oh, smash or pass, bows.
Oh, smash.
Love.
I think I always smash.
Yeah, I've actually seen so many. Again, it's that thing when something becomes popular, everyone starts hating it. Da, da, da. But I've seen like some really interesting thing about bows where someone said that bows are going to be the moustache of the 2020s.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But also, I'm beginning to unironically love moustache.
I was just gonna say I was watching Looking for Lewis's video talking about 2010 2014 and he was talking about it and I was like low-key like if we did like I would be down like I could see it working.
I had a pair of moustache print leggings from New Look Generation 9 to 15. Do
yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, classic, okay, wow. Classic. Wow. And I had the moustache knuckle ring.
I think I had one like that in black with like an outline of white around or something. Probably from like Accessorize.
Yeah, I think I got mine from Claire's.
Mm-hmm,
love
mm-hmm.
Claire's. The fact that did Claire's shut down?
No.
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 No. I think they might have filed for bankruptcy.
They're expensive now.
Yeah, because they filed for bankruptcy. They're trying to get themselves out of all that debt.
What I was going to say about the bow thing is I saw this thing on TikTok. You know Sandy Liang, who kind of like popped bows off? Someone had said, like, on their recent show in New York the other week, and it was so good, and they were like, thank you for still making bows, like, adult and, like, wearable. And their stuff is so, it's not, like, cheesy and, like, you can really see it lasting. And they just, even, like, the exaggerated bows, it's all done in such a great way. And that's why I just feel like bows are just going to, like,
they're so forever be healed. And you know what? They're fun. Like, they're fun. Like, I think it's really, like, when I used to tie bows around my headphones. I stopped doing it because I kept my phone off. But I used to tie bows around both sides of my headphones. And people just used to smile at
It's very joyous and just, like, sweet.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Love, love. I'm not sure. I like, with ballet core and bows, smash. Ballet core, I like ballet core if it's, like, you're getting, like, actual ballet wraps, vintage things. The Urban Outfitters Ballet Core collection, I hate that.
Oh, I didn't even know they did that.
So I saw it again on TikTok.
Yikes.
It was like, okay, because at the time I got scammed. I got scammed on Depop story.
Yeah.
So I found, again, too good to be true. I found what is the brand called? I think it's For Love and Lemons, maybe? Mm-hmm. For Love and Lemons satin dress for, like, 50 quid.
Which is quite a good price for them.
It's like over £100, those dresses. So I was like, slay, gonna buy it. Bought it through Depop on PayPal. And that was my biggest mistake. And the girl messages me, she's like, hi babe, I'm really sorry, but I accidentally sent the wrong dress to you. Hi
Han.
She's like, I'm really sorry, I accidentally sent the wrong dress to you.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, okay. She was like, but just keep that one, I'm gonna send the other one soon. I was like, oh, cool. Like, fucking, what? This
oh,
is the
no, because then it got delivered.
Yeah, so
wow.
The dress arrives. It is this Urban Outfitters, like, it's like a ballet core dress. I'm never going to wear it.
Do you have it here?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to grab it?
Yes.
Show and tell?
Show and tell. One second, Annie. It's just giving me
I wonder what I'm
going to
think.
Take on ballet core. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, it's the lettuce trim hem.
Oh!
It's like, it's so like, you tried. Yeah. Like, I see fully...
Let's imagine
if a small brand made this. It would be beautiful.
But I just... No. I just, like, when am I going to wear... The colour is also lovely. It's actually a really, really lovely colour. But, babe, I don't go to ballet class. When the fuck am I going to wear this?
Wow, it's an actual bodysuit. Or is it shorts?
Yeah, it's got shorts underneath So she sent me this. And then she's like, I'm going to send the other dress. And then, obviously, it just never arrived. Took out with PayPal. Obviously, PayPal sort out fuck all. So...
Oh, that's really annoying.
I spent 50 fucking quid on this.
Yeah, you did. 50. What are you going to do with it now? Sell it?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to get... Oh, I'm just going to have to give it to the charity
shop. I try and list it, no?
Maybe.
Did you try it on at least?
Yeah, I did. I looked amazing in it, obviously.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I looked really good. But I was like...
But don't buy it, guys. She may have looked really good, but don't buy it.
But don't, guys. Do not support Urban Outfitters. But, like, I was like, yeah, so I got scammed out of this. But this is, like, the perfect representation of how I think trends just completely derail.
Yeah. Just buy it from an actual ballet brand.
Yes. Because also, if I did want to use this as a leotard, if I did take ballet lessons, this has got no support.
No, it wouldn't be good, would it?
I have big boobs.
Oh, God.
Like,
yeah, it's really see-through.
It's, yeah. And the thing is, I'm like... What am I going to wear this on a night out? What would I... Oh, don't even. My fury about being scammed. I never, ever get scammed.
Yeah,
get scammed. Oh, so sad. For anyone that was listening, by the way, that isn't watching, it is a grey lettuce trim ballet leotard bodysuit with a wrap skirt. And I hate it. Oh, can't remember what we were even talking about.
Ballet course smash or pass? You're kind of in the fence.
I'm on the fence because I think it can be done so well, like by small brands when you buy things vintage. I also just think that ballet court in of itself is so versatile. Like, the, you know, if you, I have a ballerina bodysuit that I bought years ago for exercise. I was on the ballet corps trend before ballet corps. And it's beautiful. Like, it's got really, really beautiful back. It's like absolutely stunning. And I literally just go out and wear it with a pair of cargos.
Yes.
Mixing textures and aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. Which in itself, that is how people are wearing. Doing ballet course,
yeah,
just like,
and that's the funness of it. It's like, I just feel like this dress is so Air Force One coded.
Yeah,
do you know what
and
I mean?
There is a girl out there who has worn that
with Air Force
at
Ones.
Uni with some Air Force Ones.
Yeah,
for sure.
You know what? I am actually looking forward to the day that Air Force Ones come back.
I really like them. I think they get
they're a good shoe. They used to be my classic shoe. I bought multiple pairs because I've completely worn them in.
And I'd always draw on them.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I'm actually curious on your thoughts on Adidas Sambas.
Oh, I love them. I really do. Mm-hmm. I love my coloured ones and my black and white ones.
You know what? I find them quite uncomfortable.
Really? I was going to say, I find them really comfy.
I've recently been wearing a lot of Asics trainers.
Oh, okay. I didn't have any.
Asics are honestly the best quality trainer I've ever, ever used. They're really so old. When you turn 25, you literally just wake up with aches and pains. I fucking hate it. What was I saying? Oh, my God.
Your Asics.
Oh, yeah. They're literally, like, the most comfortable, supportive shoe. And, like, Adidas Sambas, I got blisters with my Gazelles. I got blisters with my Sambas as well.
Maybe it's because the Asics, I feel like they follow the foot more with the design.
So true. But, yeah, I feel like my biggest pet peeve, again, with TikTok, is, like, when people are, like, I keep seeing TikToks where it's, like, Adidas Sambas are out. They're out. They're only out if you say they're out. Do you know what I mean?
It's funny because they've been hated for years and everyone started loving them and now people hate them again, which I don't really get, but whatever. I love my Salomons.
Oh, I really want to get
really
a pair,
comfy,
but
really
I literally
comfy.
Don't know where to start. Again, guys, I'm not a fashion girly like that. Do you know what I mean? Mm. I remember I went to the Salomon's website and I was like, I actually can't tell which shoes are nice and which shoes aren't.
I got mine in person at Dover Street Market. I think they were like a special one. Which is still available and everything, but I think seeing them in person, I was like, oh, these are really nice. Oh, and they're Salomon.
Oh, yeah. So I am such a bad shopper. I remember I went to go see Vivian's store at Brick Lane.
Vivian's
Vintage
Market. Really good.
She has a great store, by the way. And I remember...
She might be watching this, hey.
Hey, Vivian. And, you know, so she's great. She has, like, really great store. And I went to go see her and had her shop. I, like, treated myself. It was after I recorded with the BBC. I was like, I'm going to go shopping. Great day. And I was literally going for her stuff. And I was like, babe, I'm going to keep it real with you. I've got no, like, it just does not go into my brain like that. I find it really hard to shop. I find it really hard to find things and be like, oh, I have a vision with this.
Right.
It needs to sort of, like, grab my attention. So I'm, like, going through the racks, like, going through. And then Vivian, like, pulls out something that I already looked at. She was like, oh, like, look, I got another one of these dresses. And I was like, that is amazing. Tried it on. Stunning. It's like the, I'm pretty sure Ruby actually has the same one. She was telling me Ruby has the same one. It's like the grey, it's a grey mini dress with like little straps. And it's like sort of, the material is like quite,
oh, what is that? That's not narrowing it down, but.
Light grey, scoop neck, little sleeves. Grey dress. It's very
I don't
beautiful.
Know, but it sounds good.
But it's the same. It's the same. And she was telling me Ruby had the same one. Mm. And I was like, thank you so much for pointing this out to me.
That's why shopping with a friend is always good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm absolutely useless on my own. And I also don't really like shopping that much.
Really? I love it.
Yeah. I really, really don't. I like shopping. I like, because what I like to do is I'm really bad with impulse buying. If I find something I like, I screenshot it.
Okay.
And I won't buy it for a month, unless it's like...
You can wait a month? I can wait a day.
Really?
And then I want it, and I
really?
Buy it.
I'm so... Yes! Like, I'll wait like a full month, unless it's something where it's like, I know that I'm going to get so much use out of it, and it's like limited edition or Depop, something like that. But you, honestly, I'm so surprised at the things where I'm like, I love that. And then I wait a week and I'm like, that's fucking ugly.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
you know what I mean?
And so sometimes it just takes seeing someone wear it, like online, and be like, oh, I don't like that person. I don't like the way they wore it. And then you don't want to be associated with
it anymore. Yeah. You don't want to be associated with it. I love the dramatics.
Yeah.
So I feel like the next thing I want to talk about, I think this is the last thing, actually. But I feel like this is really fun. Again, sort of bouncing off of, you know, Lewis's video and 2010s. I love the fact that 2010s are coming back in their own little ways. And I want to maybe discuss some trends that you're that you really want to come back in, like, either their purest 2010s form, or they're like, for example, business casual has come back, but in a very different way than how it was styled. So like, for me, a trend that I want to come back so literally, because I think it's hilarious, is I call it Saturday's core. If you watch any Saturday's music video, by the way, if you're not from the UK, the Saturday's were a girl band in the 2010s, absolute bangers. All Fired Up is actually still my go-to pre-drinks song.
That doesn't ring a bell, so we can listen to it after.
Play it on your way.
Record.
Yeah, play it on your way home. It's honestly like, it gets you hyped for a night out like no other. And every single TV appearance, music video, they would all wear like different colours. So it was like monochromatic. So if they were all wearing black dress, they'd all be wearing solid colour, different coloured tights.
Mm.
And I feel like, again, the fun thing about Saturday's Court is you have to do it with your friends. You can't do it on your own. So if there's like, if you have three friends, all go out in a different pair of colour ties. All go out in like a monochromatic look. Like,
I love that.
It's genius.
Halloween costume.
Halloween costume. Real life clothes. Like, I think Saturday's core would be so fun. Pull things out of your own wardrobe. Have a monochromatic.
And people are loving like the block coloured tights right now. So
I love my block coloured tights. I have purple and I have oxblood red.
Ooh.
Love them.
I don't really have any.
Honestly, I love them. I love them. So is there any 2010s trends where you're like, yeah, this is going to be a slay?
Well, we're talking about the moustache. That's kind of like hilarious and whatever. Mm-hmm. I love indie sleeves, anything under that bracket, so much. And I did a video reacting to my 2023 trend predictions, and I said indie sleeves. And I was talking about it, and I was so surprised that it didn't take off as much this year, because now... For trend predictions for 2024, I feel like people are saying indie sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's this weird slow burn. So I would absolutely love that to come back. And I feel like we're already seeing people wearing like the short hot pants with some tights and things like that.
Yeah, the janties. Have you seen
janties? What the hell's that?
Jean panties. The janties. I saw someone
like
wearing
mini shorts.
As in, like, no, but they are like
pants.
They're
like underwear.
Pants. They're like denim pants, but you don't wear them as pants. They are in, like, One thing is that, look, will I ever wear those? No, but it's so fun to watch someone else doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm scared of being harassed, so I could never. But the janties, do you know what I mean? And again, it's things like, I'm wearing my janties today. That's so
It's a good name. It's a good name.
It's funny, and it's making fashion fun again.
And I think Lewis must have said this in his video, but the whole Boy London brand, like, coming back.
Oh, my God.
And Devon Carlson was wearing them on her Instagram the other day.
Wait, as in, like, vintage 2010s Boy London?
Well, I assume it's old. Like, I didn't know they were still making their logo tees now. But, like, she was wearing it as, like, a T-shirt dress. And I was like, okay. And then Addison Rae's doing the whole Tumblr core selfies in the...
On the iPhone 5.
Exactly, with incredible. The filters. And it's just like, when these It Girls do it, like, they really make people copy and do it as well. So I feel like those sort of, like, old beanies with the logos and all the crap we used to wear, like, that would be fun. Yeah, that to come back.
I completely, completely agree. And also, I think we're seeing very much a slow, like, gradual process of it. So, like, with Addison Rae's taking it in the most extreme form of getting an iPhone 5, putting all the Instagram filters on it, I don't think we're going to see it come back in that way.
No.
But I think that, like, have you seen the Dua Lipa's new album, like, the cover art for it?
No, because I don't like her.
Do you not like Dua Lipa? Really?
I don't like her music.
Oh, okay.
What annoys... Beautiful, dresses so well. Dresses cool so well. Cool girl. Why don't you match your music to you?
Because really,
I'm
like
no, Dua Lipa. I just can't.
I love like that. Like, I don't listen to her like in my spare time. But when it comes like on in the club, I'm like, okay, slay.
There's a couple.
I think she's a good
couple,
pop girl.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's tough competition out there because I think Olivia Rodrigo. Do you listen to Olivia Rodrigo?
I really like her.
I love Olivia Rodrigo, and I think Olivia Rodrigo has set the bar so high for the pop girlies, because like, I love how old I feel when I listen to her music though.
She's so young. I'm only 24, but she makes me feel so old.
She's such a baby. Have you seen someone on Twitter said, if you're trying to get Olivia Rodrigo tickets and you're over the age of 25, pack it in, go see Pink.
Pink? The one who does like tricks in the sky. Pink.
Yes. No. I'm like, I love it being on the internet and people thinking that you're over the age of 25 and all of a sudden you're like actually geriatric. It's so funny. But yeah, no, with Dua Lipa's new album, Training Season, the like cover art for it, like the pictures for it, it's giving American Apparel.
American Apparel. Okay, I need to look at that.
I love it. Like, I
want American Apparel to come back so hard.
What happened to them? Like, are they out of business?
Yeah, the guy who ran it is like terrible in all the imaginable ways. And I
really?
Yeah.
How?
Like, there was sexism. And all of that, and like the adverts were so kind of explicit, and I think he was just a dodgy guy.
It's sort of giving like, I feel like, is it sort of like Robin Thicke? What's that song? Blurred lines. Was it like, I can imagine that.
Yeah, just a lot of like, I don't know, naked women in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Like from a male perspective kind of thing. And I'm pretty sure that they got bought out and then the brand changed, because there is a brand name right now called like American Apparel, or the American, it's very similar, and it's kind of the same. Anyway, whatever. I think it's such a shame because they were so iconic, and ever since
were they ethically produced, right?
Right, they were produced in the US, ethically as far as I know. And the prices, when I was a kid, I thought, oh, they were a bit expensive, but I'm thinking now I have adult money, and I'm like, no, they're really not. And if they were around now, for the quality is phenomenal.
The quality, I still have American Apparel stuff in my wardrobe. I refuse to throw it away. I have. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I actually regret selling this dress so much, not because I'd ever wear it again, but because it was just so iconic. I had like, it was like
the skater dress,
low V-neck, red velvet. Oh, iconic!
God, and that's the velvet.
You could rock up to the American Apparel in Oxford Circus. I remember I bought that dress on New Year's Eve. You could rock up to the American Apparel in Oxford Circus, buy a dress, and like you would find something. It was like, again, I feel like it was like core basics before core basics.
Exactly. Even the prints felt like neutrals.
Yeah.
They loved their zebra and their leopard print, and it was so good. It's actually my Roman Empire, that brand.
Really?
And they used to be a shopping high street Ken, and I'd always, like, every weekend, girls from our school would go there and just obsess and like try everything on, never buy anything.
Always take pictures in the fitting rooms.
Right? Mm-hmm. Joanna Kuchikor.
Yes. Oh my God. Uh-huh. I love seeing, I still follow Joanna Kuchikor. Love her.
I don't anymore. But do you remember they did like American Apparel YouTube? I don't know if you ever watched that. And her boyfriend at the time like did ads on YouTube for American Apparel, and they were like vlogs, and niche, but that was my Roman Empire.
I don't
empire.
Remember that. Yeah. I think a lot about American Apparel and like what could like the fall from grace. Like I have as I'm telling you guys, for anyone that is really young listening to this podcast that was not in the peak of American Apparel, I'm telling you, you like would have to. I remember the disco pants were sold out for the longest time. I had disco.
I didn't ever.
Did you not?
I don't think I felt confident enough.
I was like 15 when I had the disco pants. I remember I had to buy them on Depop. And they're sick.
I've seen people wear them now, like Emma Winder. She's wearing like the shorts in like a really lovely like pale blue colour. Mm-hmm. And she's killing it. And like the minute she bought them, I was like,
I feel like I definitely think the disco pant booty shorts are going to come back. I'm not sure whether... I just can never, again, it's so difficult picturing, like trying to look at things in hindsight and stuff, but I just cannot picture really, really skinny trousers coming back into fashion for a long time.
Yeah, I don't, I wear a lot of weird stuff and whatever, and like, I was thinking, oh, should I get some skinny jeans and see, but I just don't feel confident in my body to want to do that. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, do you have a Topshop Joanie jeans?
Yeah.
I used to have multiple pairs of Joanie jeans when I was younger, and then this boy at school said that I had a flat ass, so I stopped wearing them.
But back then, having a flat bum was the thing. People would be like, oh, does my butt look big? And
I think it was like on a cusper. It was like the cusp of Summer Rae's Instagram height, which truly, it truly ruined young girls' lives everywhere.
I hated her. Hated her.
It's such a red flag when a man follows Summer Rae on Instagram.
Yeah. That was one of my things when I met my boyfriend, was like, right, do you and he didn't Summer know Rae. Who Olivia Neal was. Because I kind of quizzed him. I was like, oh, I'm really offline. I don't really like doing it. I was like, do you know who Olivia Neal was? Like, no. I don't think I mentioned her. And I was like, thank fuck.
You know,
like, let's keep it that way. Like, I want you to know no one.
Do a lot of people know, like, who Olivia Neal is?
Well, okay, maybe I just have been in things with guys who are way more knowledgeable about the pretty online girls, because but that stuff always gives me anxiety. I'd rather them I don't want competition. Like, let's just like please.
When I explained to Lem what Dramageddon was and he did not know what it was, I was like, okay, good, no one has sat you down and explained this,
cause... But that's niche. Like, I don't think a lot of my friends would know Dramageddon.
What?
Yeah, but like, I don't think they're their YouTube people. Like, I'm a YouTube person.
Got it. Dramageddon is my Roman Empire, like, because it can be so taken apart, dissected. I listened to a podcast episode, Rehash, which is a great podcast. Basically what they do is they go back on like internet scandals and basically view them a few years down the line. Were we all being stupid?
Love.
And I listened to a podcast episode about Dramageddon, and there's so many angles in which you can view it from. Like, because it's just crazy that everyone... 2 million people unsubscribed from his channel after that. He lost 2 million subscribers. It was the most subscribers anyone's ever lost.
That's insane.
Insane. 2 million people unsubscribed. And also there was just like, I mean, I guess it's like in hindsight, the homophobia of it all was fucking insane.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I remember in the moment, because I was so swept up in the drama, and I was also like a 19-year-old girl who didn't really know anything about like homophobia and things like that. Apart from like surface level stuff, I was like, didn't think it was like, I didn't even read the whole thing.
I agree, I didn't even.
Yeah, but then when you look back, like, she's accusing a 17?
A child.
First of all, buddy, hanging out with a child.
Why? Weird.
And then accusing him of trying to make straight men think they're gay is fucking wild. And I cannot believe that everyone... Did you listen to mine and Mike's episode last week?
Of course I did. Jordan!
I cannot wait for him to turn it into a limited series.
Agree. I'm so surprised like he was that no one's done it yet. And like,
same.
It's not more, you know, done on like, that scale.
I think a lot of it's got to do with, like, I was saying to Lem that I feel like so many brands aren't social media or like tech savvy because you have to work your way up. And by the time that you're up at the top and you can make big decisions, you're like 40 years old and out of the loop.
So true. So they're not going to listen to the little intern.
No, not at all. Ideas, it's far more social media literate than the average person. And I think that's why we haven't seen a Dramageddon piece of media, because everyone who's at the top who makes decisions of who gets to make films, they don't fucking know what Dramageddon. They don't know what fucking sugar bear hair is. Oh my God.
I saw my stepmom has one of those type of like hair products from that brand. And I was like, no, absolutely not.
That is my.
Why in this day and age?
The Kylie Jenner, like, Care Bear, I keep calling them Care Bears, fucking sugar bear hair, like in the teeth, like holding the thing up. Yeah, that's like my Roman Empire. That,
oh God.
That is my Roman Empire. Oh my God. So yeah, who would you cast as Dramageddon? I feel like this is such a good question to ask people.
No.
Because you know, I've since changed. I would choose Laura Dern as Tanti Westbrook. That is a
cast. Oh, I see that. I really see that with the wig.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah. I do.
And then someone left a comment on my other video saying, why are you acting like Tilda Swinton wouldn't sweep at the Oscars as Jeffree Star?
Yeah.
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 That amazing, would be really good.
So good.
We need a good someone for James, though.
I'm trying to, it's quite, I think James is quite a difficult one to nail down, you know?
I don't know.
The only person that's coming to my head is Troye Sivan, and I still don't think that's right.
No, I feel like he's too close to it all.
Yeah,
because
he was a YouTube boy. It's crazy that Troye Sivan is now a superstar.
I think he's too attractive to play him as well.
You need someone that would...
Someone with a big BBL. Maybe he didn't have a BBL
he
then.
He did have a BBL. Oh, he did. For sure, he's absolutely had a BBL. I find BBLs crazy.
Yeah.
I find it actually insane. When I did my research I researched about BBLs in a video. When I researched how fucked up that surgery is, what other two? American Apparel is very much, I think about them all. Like, how much
I searched for them on, like, ever since it ended, was always searching for them on Depop and like buying.
Do you find
stuff.
A lot of stuff?
Yeah. Because the quality is so good, it's still good. Their bikinis are elite.
We won. 5-0.
5-0.
Against who?
Burnley. Oh, or I don't think it was Brentford. I think Brentford were playing against Liverpool, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Literally such a football girl.
Who do you support?
Tottenham.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Tottenham Galley. All right. What team do you support?
Man U. Because I was born in Manchester.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Not many people do.
You should totally get. I feel like.
An accent like hello. And it came out that, like, hold on a minute.
Like, wait
she's
a
actually
minute.
From London.
I was thinking more, you must get so much good Manchester United stuff off Vintage.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can get a good Man U pin.
I have one already.
Do you have
from
one?
My dad, though, yeah. We've got a season ticket. So it came, I think, when one of the previous ones, when you got the season ticket, came with a pin.
Oh my God,
so
that's
cute.
So good.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was so difficult to go to a football match these days.
I know.
I want my friend,
and expensive.
Madison, I want her to come over like for May, and I obviously want to plan all of these plans for her. And I was like, I want to take her to a football game. Like, that's just like, but it's so, I was like, it's just so like bimbo-y of me. Like, how do I buy a ticket for a football game? How to watch a football match? Like, so difficult.
Surely your boyfriend will know.
Like, you have to get, he doesn't know. He doesn't go and watch the football. He just watches, he's only gotten into it in the last 6 months.
What?
Yeah, he was never into football. When we started dating, he wasn't into sports.
Wow.
Anything like that, like, did not care. And then as soon as he started betting, which, by the way, don't endorse gambling.
No, that ain't a bit me.
But
that's
he
bad.
Does, like, the accumulators. So, like, you put a pound on, and it's basically, like, it's literally such gibberish to me. Like, it's like, you think Saka is going to assist, and you basically rack up, like, 10 different things. And to be fair, you put, like, a fiver on. And if you get all of them right, you can make like £200.
Oh, fair.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's like pretty unlikely because it's like a bunch of different things. But yeah, that's what got him into it. And now he's like, he's football mad. He's gone football mad.
Aww. You guys should go to a game together.
To be fair, I'm a Tottenham supporter. I don't think I could sit and watch an Arsenal game. And
why
like,
does he support Arsenal? Family team?
No, because his dad supported Man U.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's like...
Because you're near Arsenal?
Sorry, I'm so hungover.
Yeah, whatever. moving on.
Any other 2010s trends? The only one that I can think of is Saturday's Core. Moustaches. I do genuinely see heeled trainers coming back.
Oh, yeah, the Isabel Marant wedges.
That's what I
Everyone's already been wearing them. Like, the cool girls be wearing them and talking about them, yeah.
I think a faux fur gilet as well is going to come back.
Have they not already been in for a while?
I haven't seen anyone really wearing one.
Like, the sleeveless...
Yeah.
Depop... not Depop. Kind of Depop girly, uni, like, Manchester, Leeds, Edinburgh uni. All the girlies be wearing the sleeveless gilet for, like, years. Yeah.
Oh, my God, see, I didn't go to uni, guys. I missed out on this true bonding experience. Like, I didn't go to uni. I didn't get to see what the fashion girlies were wearing.
That's okay. You're not in debt.
So true.
I am.
That is my Roman
I don't make
empire.
Enough to pay it back yet as well. I was like, great, that's coming at some point.
That is my Roman empire, the fact that I don't have student debt.
I paid to be in debt.
Oh.
Do you know what? Is that... Yeah, I did pay to be in debt.
You paid to be in debt.
That's kind of what my brain says.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I kind of know. I mean, you're just in debt.
Okay. Also, I always say, like, I paid for a social life.
Yeah.
Because that's really what I got out of uni, is my social life.
When I get sad about not going to uni, because I occasionally get like...
Oh yeah, I can imagine.
Womp womp, like, because I feel like I missed out on such a life experience by not going.
You're also such a uni person, like, I can really see you thrive in that environment.
Stop, like, I don't even...
You would have done such a good degree as well. In your dissertation, you would have loved it. You would have loved it.
Don't even.
Really, not like social...
Philosophy was what I was good at. Oh. I was really good at philosophy. I did philosophy of religion. And philosophy of religion is... I did philosophy and ethics. Mm. So I loved ethics. Like, you know, you get to talk about the ethics of euthanasia and abortion.
Yeah, very interesting.
So interesting. So I would have done philosophy, which I feel like is such a, like, a hot girl degree. And I know that people are going to leave comments like, Jordan, it's not too late. I know it's not too late, but I didn't want to go to uni for the education. I missed out on, like, the socialising... it's like the socializing, the living with your friends. I'm not gonna go live with a bunch of 18-year-olds. I would literally rather die. Like,
oh yeah, that ship has sailed.
Absolutely sailed. And I'm sliving, but again, like, I feel like I get so jealous when I hear about people going to uni and stuff.
I even get jealous of my previous self, and I'm like, I want to go back and redo it better. And like,
oh, stop.
All of that.
I literally, like, I always like go like, no regrets, everything happens for a reason, la 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 la. But that is my biggest regret, is not going to university.
Aww.
I know, but it's okay, because I feel like if I went to uni, I probably would have quit YouTube or something, because I would have been embarrassed.
Yeah,
it's a whole new social thing. And I also think I wouldn't have done... I don't do well in education at all.
Oh, neither.
I really struggled because of my ADHD, and it probably would have gone undiagnosed for a really, really long time still, and I would have really struggled. So there are reasons, guys.
I think they're better now with support.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Like, I got to drop my diss.
Oh, did you?
I really struggled. Didn't do it.
Oh, that's good though.
Yeah. And they had like a lot. I had extra time and like all of that crap. And they actually diagnosed me at uni and they'd pay for it and all of that.
Oh yeah. Wow. That's so good.
Yeah. Oh,
sly. Can you think of any other 2010s trends? Sorry, no, I'm so tired, guys.
I'm happy with all of them.
I'm happy with all of them.
Like,
too.
You make me want to go on American Apparel, on Depop and Vinted tonight and like look.
I feel like I want to make a TikTok, like, simpler times, and it's just a swipe of American Apparel pictures with like some good...
I might go back and look at the old campaigns and everything.
I'm telling you, they were the blueprint.
Yeah, they really were.
Like, I feel like I always think of American Apparel, I always think of that song. It's in the trailer of Skins, and I'll show it to you afterwards. It's Standing in the Way of Control. I'll play it.
Standing in the Way of Control.
Yeah, that's such a good rendition. Such a good rendition. I always think of that song when I think of American Apparel. Like, guys,
to me, that's very indie sleaze.
So indie
song
sleaze.
Type of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Susie, gonna wrap it up here. But thank you so much for coming
Jordan.
On. I had so much fun. I feel like I've spoken so much. So I'm so sorry if I was yapping.
No,
away.
Like, this is everything.
Yay!
I want a podcast now.
Babe, I've been saying to Susie that she needs to start a podcast.
Oh,
she'd be so
God.
Good at it. You would.
I think having someone there to bounce off is good, though.
Yeah, true. Doing it on your own, it's not even hard, because this genuinely is not hard work at all. It's actually really fun. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely like, I'm like, ha, ha, like to myself. And it's literally like, I look insane. Like I'm literally going,
yeah. Like, people walking past your window must be like, woof. Like, she's back at it.
Tough times, like times are tough. But thank you so much for coming, Susie.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I'm going to link all of Susie's socials in the description. She is one to watch.
Ooh,
I love all of your stuff. Love all of
Jordan,
your stuff.
I love all of your stuff. I've literally been watching Jordan since she, well, you like for years, over
Susie's
5 years.
Susie's been watching me since like before I blew up.
Yes,
before I got big on YouTube. Susie was watching me since
did
like 10
Did you used to do makeup tutorials?
I used to do makeup tutorials. Yeah. I used to do my haul videos. Mm-hmm. Oh,
you need to get back into that.
I really, really want to start a second channel once
hauls,
I have the time.
Hauls are my favourite thing.
I love haul videos. Mm. Love them. I love a collective haul. Anyways, I'm going to sign off now, guys. I will see you all soon for another video. Bye-bye.
Bye.